Thank you. So I'm wondering, what do people want to do? Do those of us who still have to give our elevator speeches, should we just roll with that for a few minutes and then we'll segue into lesson four? How does that sound? Does anybody want to offer one up or a newly crafted version of one they've already given? I'm going to leave the floor open.
Hi, this is Rita. I'll go first if you like.
Thanks, Rita.
5 years ago, after my father died, my mother still couldn't sleep through the night. A friend introduced me to Nikan because achiness in my body. Nick loaned me a sleeping pad, and I awoke feeling great and energized. He got one on my mother, and she had great success, became a consultant, and purchased a wellness home, and went on to help her friends improve their health as well.
Very good. Now, if I was really on top of everything, I would have set the timer. Have you practiced it with a timer? Do you know where you're weighing in on that one?
It's under what it's supposed to be, I think. That's all good. I remember.
Good. Yeah. I like it. Thank you, Rita. Yeah. Anyone else? I'm going to offer one up here. 2020 marks Nikan's 45th anniversary. And in celebration this weekend on Friday and Saturday, they're having their global virtual convention. For those who might be interested in attending, I can help you with getting virtual tickets. And I just also wanted to add that for those who haven't heard about Nikan, it's a research and development company in Japan that uses innovative technologies to provide durable goods and nutritional products for wellness homes. I love Nikan Pimag water, and I use it from a countertop gravity filtration unit that doesn't require electricity or plumbing, and I use it for cooking and drinking, pet bowls, for watering plants. Do you drink water? That's my elevator speech. Anybody
That's
else?
Good. That's good.
Yeah. All right, too. Yeah, there's a part of that that's going to drop off after the next 2 days, but I figure let's work that in there. So, yeah. All right.
I did mine last week. I don't mind doing it again.
Sure. Go ahead. Who is this?
I did not videotape it, though, so I had to work on that part of it. My dad was a former, and as a retired nurse, I gave buckets of medications for years, probably. But my dad had lots of joint discomforts, and he found a miracle drug that the doctors gave him. And it was fine. It got rid of all of his discomforts, except it almost killed him with a bleeding ulcer. A few years ago, my husband had 6 broken ribs from a mower accident. Usually those have long residual discomforts. The only thing he required was a Nikan pillowcase wrapped around his ribs, and he slept on a cocoon. Which would you choose for your comfort?
Wow.
Yeah.
This is
very
Renee.
Good. Hi, Renee.
I gave mine last week too, but I have been working on different variations of elevator speech, not always just with the product. So here's one that I wanted to share. Have you ever been on a job interview where you are asked many questions about what you have to offer to help the employer make money? So I'm a network marketer with a Japanese research and development company, which means what I do is ask you many questions to see if what I have to offer will help you to make money.
Interesting. Got a new twist to it.
You're right. So I just wanted to see what kind of a response people got from something like that.
Mm-hmm. I like the approach. It gives you repertoire. You know, it gives you options as to which way you want to run with an elevator speech. So. Anyone else? Oh. Further.
This is Lucretia. I'll go.
Hi, Lucretia.
Hi, Catherine. Catherine is my business buddy, and we talk often, and I'm so happy that she's commentating tonight. Go, Kathy. So, okay. I'll start off with my elevator or my invite. I said that I share energy technologies through a Japanese company named Nikan. The technologies helped me overcome 15 years of now a past hand injury. With the sick care system going on in the world, it's good to be in the driver's seat to your wellness as opposed to be a passenger. Would you like some roadmap tips to your wellness?
I really like that. Yeah.
Great. Way cute.
Yeah.
And then from the lesson, what I got from that was to recognize that there are higher principles and higher laws that can be used to overcome your lower laws. So it's not personal. Just use the higher laws to overcome what it is that you're going through and let those be present.
Thank you, Lucretia. So Lucretia has transitioned us into lesson four. So now we're on to sound bites. Lesson four, it isn't personal. We talk about principle, it's a law, a rule. Does anyone have any words, a couple words they want to share about their highlights, their takeaways from lesson four?
Norma, I'll go.
Sure, okay. Go, Norma.
I just started off the same way. It's not personal. Repetition works to develop positive habits. And if something is wrong, we don't have to get offended by it. It's not personal.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Next?
This is Rita.
This is Elaine.
go ahead, Elaine. Go ahead.
Okay. Your responsibility, well, let's see. Relationships are built on mutual interest and trust. Your responsibility is to provide interesting ideas and products, but you're trying to develop the relationship. And I had an experience this week where I saw a lady at a meeting last night, and so I decided to call her, see what was going on in her life. And see if maybe she might even be interested in attending the convention. She is a talker. She's Hispanic. I have wanted nothing to do with her for a year. I have stayed as far away as possible from this lady. I don't want her talking to anybody that I know. And she just has a little bit of a know-it-all way about her. But I called her, and basically I told her right up front, that I had this thing that I was wondering if she would be interested in. And we just got talking, and I had the most interesting conversation with her. Mm-hmm. I found that when I hung up the phone, I really cared about her. And that's what I'm trying to do more, is develop relationships, whereas I'm more of a studious research science kind of oriented person, and so I'm trying to do that, and it worked.
Mm-hmm. That's great, Lane.
Yeah.
Very good. Yeah. Now, we kept having people charge each other. There was somebody else left from that last round. Who was it? Come on in there now.
Rita.
Yeah.
My key points were focus, take action, stay out of negative conversations, never assume, listen, and keep going, because higher principles work best. For example, the golden rule.
Mm-hmm. Great. Yeah.
This is Renee.
Hi, Renee.
I must have been the kind of week or whatever, but I took
down these two sentences. Feeling pressure? Good. That pressure can be shaping what you already are into something even more valuable.
Mm-hmm.
Be kind with yourself in this work. A diamond takes time.
Mm. Very nice.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to move it in that direction about the diamond, so well done. Yeah.
Thanks.
Great. Thank you.
And this is Ron. I'll go right away.
Thanks, Ron.
So I also had, one of the things I had was relationships are built on mutual interest and trust. So ask questions. And don't think about what you see happen. Find out by asking questions what your potential customer needs to see or to hear. So you never want to assume that what someone else can or cannot do, or what they may or may not want, or especially never assume what they're thinking, because we have absolutely no idea.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Great.
And this is Renee again. I just wanted to say that I actually got a brand new retail-only customer today.
Congratulations. Yeah.
Thank you.
What do they order, or what are they going to order?
Yeah, the Madflex.
Uh-huh.
And this person, she's actually a cousin, and I've talked to her about magnets through the years, and she calls them the crazy crap, but she really responds to magnets. And so I had seen her post on Facebook about her back bothering, so I just sent her a message and said, it's time to talk. I want you to get one of these. And she responded back and said, okay, it's time. So.
Great. So there's a few more that we haven't heard from yet. Anybody want to?
Catherine?
Yeah.
Catherine, the paragraph about fear. I don't know why it leapt off the page when I was reading through the lesson a few days ago, but it's so accurate when we look at people. And I guess I'm taking it more into myself, because my brother and I deal with this with a lot in our sheet metal business, but we really see it in Nikken when people have an objection that's not based on reality. And my brother and I have been talking a lot about this lately, with political issues, because I stated something to him and he said, now what you're stating is the fact. That's the facts. What about your feelings? I looked at him and said, I don't care about my feelings. You know, because our feelings, fear plays into our feelings.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact is, when I loved, absolutely loved your elevator speech when you ended with, Do you drink water? That, to me, that is just like one of those things, because there are people, they say that they're trying to drink more water, or they want to drink more water. But this whole section on fear really can get in and mess with our ability. Just like Renee said, you know, I got a retail-only customer. She bought a Magflex. It's not about being obnoxious. And I guess for me, the biggest thing is just simply throwing it out there.
Mm-hmm.
Let them decide. We can't be thinking in our head, well, I don't know. No, the second we literally have to bind that up and let, you know, as Marty challenges, let our I can't attitude kick in and say, wait, that's negative. We don't do negative. And overcoming the fear. And our country is plagued with it. I know globally, you know, I'll finish with this. Our news, I can't remember what day it is. I always watch a minute and a half. That's all I give the evening
yeah.
news. It's just a recap. But we had an unparalleled number of COVID people on Sunday, I believe it was. Monday, that number was cut in half. There was nobody, no fatalities on Sunday. And then on Monday, no more fatalities as well. But on Monday, they said, but we didn't have any more deaths today. And that's the way he said it. And Pete Ferryman, the anchor, he used to go to our church. So I know he has faith, but the way he reported it is like, it's terrible that nobody died. You know, but I'm like, oh my goodness, you guys, can you not even hear the tone in your voice? Because there wasn't anything, any deaths to report. But that whole fear, those are the people. When we throw that out there, when we cast it aside, we literally, and so that was the key thing that for me is like, wow, don't even allow it to creep in there. When introducing the products, when introducing NECAN, just go with it.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Andy. Go ahead, Andy.
Yeah, this kind of struck me. Basically, what the lesson said is something to consider. If you're just certain you've done everything possible and you're still failing, cheer up. The law says you aren't doing all the right things possible.
Mm-hmm.
We know this because you haven't manifested your goal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hi, this is Karen.
Hi, Karen.
I really like the statement from Alvin Toffler. The illiterate of the 21st century will not be those who cannot read or write. It will be those who cannot learn, unlearn, and relearn. And that somewhat piggybacks on what Vance was saying, because when we live in fear, we are stuck there. We aren't learning another way of being. And our mind is closed to learning something else. And we can unlearn fear, and we can relearn faith. And I was not on the call last week, so I told Vance I would give you my takeaway from last week. And that was, I love what he says, thought becomes word, word becomes action, action becomes habit, habit becomes character, and character becomes our destiny. It's a formula. It's a guide for us. And when we start with our thoughts and be mindful of our thoughts, it takes us right down that process.
Mm-hmm.
So I also promised Vance I would do my elevator speech. But 20 years ago, I was very ill, and I had to leave my career as a dental hygienist due to a disability. What I decided to do is learn natural health. Because I don't believe in drugs because they have side effects, and there was nothing else that could help me at the time anyway. I didn't realize any benefit from what I was doing with the natural health. So it took about 5 years before I found an amazing research and development company, and I began using their products. In the meantime, my body was still going downhill. What I experienced was more and better sleep. I drank better water, used products that replicated the energies from our environment that I realized I had not been exposing my body to because I was working inside in an environment. I've been using these non-invasive, non-drug solutions to support my body for the last 15 years, and I am no longer disabled. And now I'm looking for others who are suffering so I can share this gift that I've been given. Who do you know who I can speak with so they can transform their lives like I did with mine?
That theme of transforming your life is very, very powerful. Thank you, Karen. Yeah.
You're welcome.
The floor is open.
My name is Hilda.
Hi.
Hi. Now, I'm in Falls Church, Virginia. And I was quite impressed. And I'm sorry, short-term memory, that name is gone already. But the lady who said she noticed on Facebook that a friend or relative of hers was mentioning her back problems, and she contacted her and said, well, you think it's time you did something about it? Alanikin, and she was willing at that time to purchase the Flex. Mm-hmm. And what I see is the relationship and how to keep up with the relationship and the people that we know, which is greatly helpful to me to know how in the world to use Facebook. The other factor is that I don't have an elevator speech consistently because I can't always remember what I want to say, much less what I just said. So, but one thing remains universal, and that is I always wanted to make a difference. Monique has made a major difference in my life, and I would really like to share more about it. Who would you like to hear?
Mm-hmm.
Eddie Jane, that was perfect. I love that.
Oh, bless your heart. Thank you. Because I never knew what to say next.
Eddie Jane, I just want to make a comment, and that is one of your strongest assets is your voice. And so don't worry about the content. Yeah, thank you very much for all that you shared. Thank you.
Well, that's marvelous, because I remember one of my anxieties several years back was my voice and whether or not I could do anything over the phone. Well, listening to me face-to-face didn't always work. Thank you.
Is it too late to do a elevator speech?
Fire away.
This is a little different twist, and this is exactly how it went for me. I always would ask my customers, what do you do? I was given a business card with nothing said about what they did. This really piqued my interest. That night I got on the computer and checked it out, and guess what? I could see immediately that I had found exactly what I had been looking for. This was Nikan. My mind was thinking self-care all along.
Folks looking for us.
Less is more sometimes. So.
Yeah. So I don't know. Maybe we've got a lot of people who are heading into the virtual conference mode, but it seems like there might be some more of you out there in the last couple of minutes. Do you want to
I'm here.
Share? Okay.
Yeah. This is Jeannie.
Hi, Jeannie.
In Phoenix. I was talking away a while ago, and I was on mute, so there we go. Uh-huh. Anyway, such is life. There's many, many things in this lesson. One I wrote in my journal this morning about some of this stuff, and one thing I wrote was there is always a story behind somebody and how they are showing up. And so to treat others as you'd like to be treated and don't assume anything. And I think this principle is for this whole class for me is I realize how much I assume in so many different ways in my life. And so this is really helpful for me to just realize, okay, this person is this way for a reason and to help me not to assume anything, but just to treat them with respect. The other thing that I loved was in a practical way, our job is to connect them with something of interest and in a respectful way, build mutual trust. Mm-hmm. And I've been working on building a social media type of thing, and meet people that way also. And it's always good to remember that there's a person behind that comment. And so that kind of stuff has helped me to, you know, just try to create a conversation with them. Mm-hmm. And then perhaps do my elevator speech and all that kind of stuff.
fun.
Yeah.
Great.
Gail can't be here tonight. She had a conflict, another appointment at the same time. So,
okay.
Crossing that out.
So, anybody else want to?
Yeah, this is Lucretia. I just have a question. I wanted to ask the group something. So this weekend I'm doing a booth at one of a friend's that I do business with at their herbal store, and they're going to have other vendors there, and they asked me to send over the information in regards to what I was going to be vending, and it was kind of like for vegan and things that alkalize the body, which is water is so important. And I said, okay, well, I wanted to do water and maybe supplementation. And they said, oh, no, we don't want, you know, any water because we already have water here. So they have a Keegan machine, and they sell, you know, gallons of water out of their herbal store for that. So I was like, bummer. So I don't travel anywhere without my water, but would it be bad if I have my bottle there with me, and if people ask about it? I mean, I want to still be able to bring my water cards, or maybe I shouldn't.
No.
I just wanted your guys' take.
No, just
I would bring my water
bottle.
Yeah, just a bottle, no cards.
Yeah.
And if somebody asks you, then you could maybe have them give you their number and talk to them later.
Yeah, do like a sign-up sheet, right, with their information?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, or have them, yeah. I think
Lucretia,
that would be good.
Yeah, this is Karen, and I'm of the same mind as far as that goes, but the other thing that I would do is I would take it a step further, and your friend who invited you, just explain to them that you go everywhere with your water bottle, okay, and that you're not bringing it to promote your water.
Right.
You are bringing it for yourself, and just make it clear to them
that
they know
that's why it's there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. Right. Yeah.
The other thing to throw in, Lucretia, and Sandra could talk about and contrast and compare, because I'd never seen a Kangen unit until I was in Al and Sandra's home. It's the same conflict of interest, the dilemma that I have when I'm on scene Tuesday at a structure fire, home fire, and not an abandoned home, but they no longer lived in that home because they built a new home, but it was the old home was still standing. Well, now it's not, burned to the ground. But the homeowner, I went to high school with her daughter, two of her daughters, and she yelled across when we were had a lull moment there, and she said, "Vance, I need gutters." And I am, by law, I can't say anything back because I'm there as a firefighter.
Yeah.
So there's that conflict of interest. So, but what I can do is follow up because she initiated it. But the
right.
thing that I would say, the difference to contrast and compare a Kangen unit versus the waterfall or the water ball, one word. And that one word is affordability.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And so I, as Karen and others have commented, and Jeannie has said, being able to go back to your host and say, you know, I want to honor you, and I really, really appreciate it because I didn't know what I could do, what I should do, what I shouldn't do. Can you do me a favor, though, and wait till she responds? And say, if you come across people that just completely bust a gasket or, you know, about the price, would you allow me? Because them selling the water is just as foolish as people going to Walmart or Costco or Sam's Club and buying water.
Mm-hmm.
That's such a waste of time.
It is.
Okay.
And they actually bought two water units from me, and then they gifted them to somebody else because they were going to do the same thing with our Nikia machine, was sell water, but it wasn't giving them as much water as fast as they wanted to be able to sell to the community. And I'm like saying to myself,
you should have put this right in your house so that you have this water at home.
So yeah, you really need to. When is your? It's this weekend. You said you should. I'm going to text you right now Sandra's number. The two of you can chat, and she could give you some other input on that.
Okay.
That's an interesting niche, and that is, you know, an environment where they want to sell a lot of water and how, I mean, I don't know what else you could do, but that the people who own that store would just need to buy multiple PIMAG units. I don't know what other options there are.
So what I was thinking too was like later after the event is over, maybe just taking the time to maybe schedule an appointment to speak with them the following mm-hmm. week or even the same day, and maybe, you know, have them join as consultants because that's what they were going to do at the beginning. And they can mm-hmm. just add the Neeson link onto their website and direct people there to go buy a water system as opposed to selling it. And then they'll just get commission every time somebody buys a water unit.
Yeah, interesting.
I think to me that's more feasible to give someone really, truly good drinking water as opposed to having them come to the grocery store to buy a gallon every time they run out. That means they're mm-hmm. not drinking enough of it.
Mm-hmm.
Lucretia, did you watch Dave Johnson's Zoom with MJ Pangman on?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, wow. It was really good. I would
yep.
watch that again, okay, mm-hmm. before you talk to them so that you have the benefits clearly in your mind and you can, you know, expose them to that. Because there are some definite drawbacks to a Kangen system. And, you know, I agree with selling the waterfalls, they're going to get a higher commission. And so what I would do is work the numbers, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Exactly
yeah.
what they would be making, exactly what they would be making. And not only that, we have a whole water pack.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's more than what we drink because 70% of what we take in as toxins come in through the skin. As opposed to what we drink, what we put in our mouth.
Hmm.
So Neeson really has the advantage in the area of water.
Yeah, we do. So, yeah, that's good. I'm going to visit that area, too. Thank you for that.
Rhonda suggested that you bring your
water. Here's the YouTube. Here's the YouTube for anyone that didn't see the MJ Pangman. It was incredible. You guys have a pencil?
Got it.
It's YOUTU.BE/6HE=Tom, S=Sam, C=Cat, 5CLCAT-PPSAM.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
And after you watch it, start sending it to everyone you know.
It is a great it's a great interview. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. She said some stuff on there that maybe Karen's heard, but I've never heard before. Okay, so it's YouTube